The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Sunday night, it's 9:03. I am P. Swan. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. This show is Can't Stop the Music, and we are here every Sunday night from 9 to 11, putting our ears against the keyhole of culture, looking for what's amusing, the vanity, and the excitement of contemporary culture through an audio format. Well, yesterday was 4th of July, and it is Independence Weekend, and nothing brings out the enthusiasm if you can't stop the music like patriotism. So we are going to work our way through all kinds of great admiration for America. And so we're going to start, as we should with most holidays, with Ivan Hrafcka and Making Love to the USA, remembering he is from Croatia and recording in Canada.
America! I am Ivan Hrafcka, and I write songs from my Croatian heart to hearts of America! Today is big day in America, July 4th is good time! I'm making love to the USA! Needle today. New York City, so mean, they say. I make a love to you anyway. California, sunny day. I make a love to San Francisco Bay. In Nevada, I love it to play. I make a love to Las Vegas today. I make a love to the USA. I make a love to the USA.
make a love to the USA. I make a love to the USA. I make a love to the USA. I make a love to the USA.
Now everyone in America.
I make a love to the USA. I make a love to the USA. I make a love to the USA. I make a love to the USA.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? You stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef. From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Propaganda and sing along in the age of paranoia. Tequila!
Let's all cheer for America. Everybody here, clap your hands and cheer. Cheer for America.
Hooray!
America, America. Let's all cheer for America. Everybody here, clap your hands and cheer. Cheer for America.
Hooray!
Now all together, we're gonna let our spirit show. And cheer loud and clear so the whole wide world will know. Our loyalty patriotically shout out a big hooray. From the Golden Gate to the Sunshine State, all across the USA. America, America, let's all cheer for America. Everybody here, clap your hands and cheer. Cheer for America.
Hooray!
We love our country. We're the free, we're the brave.
Free and brave.
We're so proud to cheer out loud when we see Old Glory wave.
See your wave!
Flying bold and high across the U.S. sky. Look up, what a sight to view.
What a view!
Let's show worldwide our love and pride for the red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue!
America, America, let's all cheer for America. Everybody here, clap your hands and cheer. Cheer for America.
Hooray!
America, America, let's all cheer for America. Everybody here, clap your hands and cheer. Cheer for America.
Hooray!
America, America, let's all cheer for America. Everybody here, clap your hands and cheer. Cheer for America.
Hooray!
Cheer for America.
This is Reverend Bill Barnstormer from the First Deformed Church of Science Fiction. And I'd like to speak to all the Willies and Wilmas out there about the new No Jokes About America legislation pending now before Congress. Sure, I know most of you get your jokes from Cosby's Kids and those pathetic lost souls getting temporarily rich and famous on the Poverty Channel's new hit, Orwell 3. But we must never again let ourselves laugh at a president or a vice president who not only can't say he's not a crook, but can't put one word ahead of another and whistle America under wraps at the same time. We must rid our airwaves, fun parks, nightclubs, and rock bands of jokes which can only aid and abet our enemies. We must learn to take seriously our unelected administrative undersecretaries, because doing otherwise undermines our ability to save us from ourselves. So, if you agree with me that the rest of our precious country ought to be run just like an airport security checkpoint, tell your congressperson to vote yes for No Jokes About America.
Well, that was the Firesign Theater with No Jokes About America from Firesign Goes to War. Jimmy Flynn with Cheer for America. Richard Cheese covering the Green Day hit, American Idiot. John Wayne, America, Why I Love Her. And we did start with Ivan Horofsky with Making Love to the USA. It's 9:16. You're listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One here at WRAR 97.3 FM. Where I like to be on Sunday nights. WRAR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for over 22 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and Special Effects Hair Color. Exile is located at 935 West Grace Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. And we do appreciate our underwriters. Well, it is Independence Weekend, and we are independent radio, and nothing brings out enthusiasm at Can't Stop the Music like patriotism. We figured we need to not only remember that this is a holiday of hot dogs and fireworks, but one that commemorates the founding of a nation. And there were people here before us, and God knows there will probably be people here after us with our fingers crossed and great hope. And I'm going to start out this little set of historical perspective with the Fireside Theater again with my favorite selection from Waiting for the Electrician, or somebody much like him, Temporarily Humboldt County.
Well, I think it's about time. The way the corn's been growing for the last two or three generations.
Look at that herd of buffalo. They're ready. He'll be here soon.
Remember what the Great Spirit said? We did what we were supposed to do, lived according to the plan. My brother would finish his work and he's still coming back to us.
It'll be nice to have the family together again.
Buenos dias, amigo!
No, that wasn't the true white brother.
Sure, you must be the alien.
Yes.
Welcome home.
Welcome to New Spain. This is your new father, Father Corona.
Ax minus hilictum. Down on your knees now. Do you recognize what I'm holding over your heads, lads?
It's a cross. A symbol of the quartering of the universe into active and passive principles.
God have mercy on their heathen souls.
What the father means is, what is the cross made of? Gold. Have you got any?
No.
What about the seven cities of gold? Phoenix, Tucson, Las Vegas?
This is gold.
What's that?
Corn.
Hey, corn! Now we can make tortillas!
We've been waiting for this for hundreds of years!
I just invented tacos!
Yes, but aren't you the true white brother who's supposed to come and live with us in peace?
Sure. Therefore, I claim this rich verdant of pasture land in the name of the Empire of Spain.
Hey, Capitano, the rain, she's a stopping to fall, and the corn, she's all dead.
I claim this stinking desert in the name of the Empire of Spain forever. Let's go.
God bless Vespucci land.
Oh, by the way, Domini, you're all Catholics now. God bless you, and good luck.
Nobody in their right mind would live in this stinking desert.
Come on, Cisco. Quiet, turn ocean west.
How long ago we leave Goshen?
2 hours.
Hey, quiet down now, boys. Wagon boss.
My fellow settlers.
Hold it down.
We stand here at the edge of civilization on the banks of the Mississippi River, looking west at our destiny. What may appear to the faint-hearted as a limitless expanse of God-forsaken wilderness is in reality a golden opportunity for humble, God-fearing people like ourselves and our families and our children and the generations a-coming to carve a new life out of the American Indian.
Welcome, white brother.
Engines! Pull the wagons up into a circle!
We get better reception that way. You mind if I put this antenna up on yonder peak? This is our sacred antenna. It's shaped like a cross, made out of aluminum. Got any aluminum?
We've still got some corn left.
Hey, corn! Now we can make whiskey!
We've been waiting hundreds of years for this.
Tom Collins.
Here, engine, you want some fire water?
No. We were warned by our elders not to drink anything that would make us weak or silly.
Put it in their well.
That's not a well. It's the eye of the Holy Serpent Mound on which you're standing.
It's a butte.
No,
It's a mountain.
And right pretty, too. Can you move it?
But why?
Railroad's coming through. Right now.
Go no further. This here's engine territory.
Well, then, it's treaty time! My fellow Redskins, speaking for the great white father in Washington and all the American people, let me say we respect you, savages, for your native ability to instantly adapt and survive in whatever godforsaken wilderness we move you to. Out there. Sign here.
They did it! Hey. Yeah!
Ceremonies, sun and moon, stars and the sand, black stuff coming out of the ground.
Black stuff coming out of the ground?
Civilization! Ho!
Desert. No rain, no crops, no white brother.
All out for Fort Stinking Desert.
Oh,
last
oh,
Indian.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, look at them. Look at them Indians. They're a funny dark color.
Godfrey Daniel, pesky Redskins. Which way's Goshen?
Howdy there, colorful replica of America's past. When is the exciting in its primitive splendor snake dance going to take place?
It's usually in August, but with all our children off in Indian school, there's no one left to do the ceremonies.
Hiya, Pop.
I'm home.
Hello, Soaring Eagle. It's good to have you back from school.
Oh, come on. Call me Eddie. I'm an American now.
What have they been teaching you?
Just what we need for a better life. French horn, Italian, water polo?
Yes, at the Custer Memorial Indian School, Eddie's one of our prize students. We're giving him away next week.
Oh, my white brother.
Hey, man. Don't let him bring you down now. There's a lot of young people in this country just like myself who really know where the Indians are. Don't worry. Soon we're all going to be out here on the reservation, living like Indians and dressing like Indians and doing all the simple, beautiful things that you Indians do. You got any piety?
Hey, how much is that necklace you're wearing?
Do you know how to do the war dance?
Hold it. Smile.
Isn't it amazing how they survive on this stinking desert?
Hey, let me get a shot of you and your squaw.
Let's see a war dance.
Let's see a
dance.
Okay, folks. Fun's over. Back in the bus.
Where's little Billy Joe?
He's in that run-down outhouse over there, Mama.
That's our sun altar.
Well, Indian, just goes to show you there's an obvious need to conserve our priceless national heritage. The government is turning your home into a national monument.
It behooves me upon this historic occasion to dedicate the Stinking Desert National Historical Indian Monument and Cobalt Testing Range.
Civilization! Ho!
It's about time. There's been no corn growing for the last few generations. The buffalo's gone. There's no one left to live in harmony.
I wonder where we went wrong.
Let's just keep to the life plan. Remember what the Great Spirit said. Follow the peaceful way.
the true white brother is bound to come.
All right, Indians, get ready.
Winning of the West, the massacre, take four.
Well, let's go.
Milestones are never really recognized right away. It takes 50, 60 years before people realize what a achievement it is. Like, take for instance tobacco and the discovery of tobacco. It was discovered by Sir Walter Raleigh, and he sent it over to England from the colonies. And it seems to me the uses of tobacco aren't obvious right off the bat, And I imagine a phone conversation between Sir Walter Raleigh and the head of the West Indies Company in England explaining about the shipment of tobacco that he had just sent over. I think it would go something like this. Yeah, who is it, Mary? Sir Walter Raleigh from the colony. Oh, yeah, put him on, will you? Harry? Yeah, you want to pick up the extension? It's Nutty Wall again. Hi, Walt, baby. How are you, guy? How's everything going? Things are fine here, Walt. Did we get the what? The boatload of turkeys. Yeah, they arrived fine, Walt. As a matter of fact, they're still here, Walt. They're wandering all over London, as a matter of fact. See, that's an American holiday, Walt. What is it this time, Walt? You got another winner for us, do you? Tobacco. What's tobacco, Walt? It's a kind of leaf. And you bought 80 tons of it. Let me get this straight now, Walt. You bought 80 tons of leaves? This may come as kind of a surprise to you, Walt, but come fall in England here, we're kind of up to our... It isn't that kind of leak. But what is it? A special food of some kind, is it, Walt? Not exactly. It has a lot of different uses. Like, what are some of the uses, Walt? Are you saying snuff, Walt? What's snuff? You take a pinch of tobacco. And you shove it up your nose. And it makes you sneeze, huh? I imagine it would, Walt, yeah. Gee, goldenrod seems to do it pretty well over here. It has some other uses, though. You can chew it or put it in a pipe. Or you can shred it up and put it on a piece of paper and roll it up. Don't tell me, Walt. Don't tell me. You stick it in your ear, right, Walt? All between your lips. Well, then what do you do to it, Walt? You set fire to it, Walt. then what do you do, Walt? You inhale the smoke. You know, Walt, it seems offhand like you could stand in front of your fireplace and have the same thing going for you, you know? See, Walt, we've been a little worried about you, you know. Ever since you put your cape down over that mud, you know. See, Walt, I think you're going to have kind of a tough time selling people on sticking burning leaves in their mouth. It's going very big over there, is it? What's the matter, Walt? You spilt your what? Your coffee. What's coffee, Walt? That's a drink you make out of beans, huh? That's going over very big there, too, is it? A lot of people have the coffee right after their first cigarette in the morning, huh? Is that what you call a burning leaves, Walt? Cigarettes? Uh-huh. I'll tell you what, Walt. Why don't you send us a boatload of those beans, too? If you can talk people into putting those burning leaves in their mouth, they've got to go for those beans, Walt. Right. And listen, Walt. Don't call us. We'll call you. Right, Walt. Goodbye.
Jefferson, we've been looking for you.
They're reading the Declaration.
Well, there's nothing to fear. It's a masterpiece. I'm to be congratulated.
You?
For making him write it.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's a masterpiece, I say. They will cheer every word, every letter. I wish I felt that way.
I believe I can put it better. Now then, attend as friend to friend, our declaration committee. For us, I see immortality.
In Philadelphia City,
a farmer, a lawyer, and a sage, a bit gouty in the leg. You know, it's quite bizarre to think that here we are, playing midwife to an egg.
We're waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp of an eaglet being born. Waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
God knows the temperature's hot enough to hatch a stone, let alone an egg.
We're waiting for the scratch, scratch, scratch of that tiny little fella. Waiting for the egg to hatch on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator. God knows the temperature's hot enough to hatch a stone, but will it hatch an egg? This declaration will be a triumph. A triumph, I tell you. If I was ever sure of anything, I'm sure of that. A triumph! And if it isn't, well, we still have 4 days left to think of something else. The eagle's going to crack the shell of the egg that England laid. Yes, sir, we can tell, tell, tell on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
That just as calm here is written, though the shell may belong to Great Britain, the eagle inside belongs to us.
And just as calm here is written, we say to hell with Great Britain, the eagle inside belongs to us.
Thank you.
This is a strange but true story that proves that great men indeed repeat themselves, that greatness indeed follows the same pattern. The facts depicted here are strange almost to the point of incredibility. Both of the great men we will tell you about are concerned with the triumph of good over the black forces of evil. Both of these great men are rich, and both of these great men have searching blue eyes. The name Lyndon contains six letters. The name Batman contains six letters. At Batman's side stands the boy Wonder. At Lyndon's side stands the Wonder Boy. The names Robin and Hubie each contain five letters. The names Washington and Gotham City each contain 10 letters. The names Riddler and Wallace each contain 7 letters. The names Mr. Robert S. McNamara and Commissioner Gordon each contain 18 letters. The name Castro lacks 1 letter, having the same number as Penguin. The names the Batplane and Air Force One each contain 11 letters. Batman's Batmobile is in reality an experimental model Lincoln Continental. Lyndon's Lincoln Continental is in reality an experimental Batmobile. Behind the Cape Crusader stands a young bird named Robin. Behind the tall Texan stands an old Crusader named Bird. Bank robbers tremble when Batman spreads his net, and bank presidents tremble with what Lyndon nets from his spread. If you subtract the year of Lyndon's birth, which is 1908, from the year he graduated from high school, which is 1924, you get 16. Add 16 to 36 because Lyndon is the 36th president, and you get 52. There are 52 weeks in a year, 7 days in a week. Add 2 for the number of family beagle hands, and you get 9. The square root of 9 is 3. Divide this by a wife and 2 daughters, and you get 1. And there is only 1 Batman.
Well, that concludes our history portion of Can't Stop the Music's 4th of July holiday extravaganza. Homer and Jethro explaining it all to you with Great Men Repeat Themselves, an excerpt from the movie 1776, Bob Newhart introducing tobacco to civilization, and from the Firesign Theater, temporarily Humboldt County. Well, that pretty much covers all the conspiracy theories that I need to cover for this evening. It's 9:40. You are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM and Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I have a lot more material. So, you know, we dealt with some glory of America. We dealt with some history. And one of the things in researching for this show, it became apparent that everybody's got complaints about the United States. So the next set is really a smattering and a wide variety of grievances that people have. We're going to start with a fabulous poem by Langston Hughes, Let America Be America.
Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Let America Be America Again by Langston Hughes. Let America be America again. Let it be the dream it used to be. Let it be the pioneer on the plain, seeking a home where he himself is free. America never was America to me. Let America be the dream the dreamers dreamed. Let it be that great strong land of love, where never kings connive nor tyrants scheme that any man be crushed by one above. It never was America to me. Oh, let my land be a land where liberty is crowned with no false patriotic wreath, but opportunity is real and life is free. Equality is in the air we breathe. There's never been equality for me. nor freedom in this homeland of the free. Say, who are you that mumbles in the dark? And who are you that draws your veil across the stars? I am the poor white, fooled and pushed apart. I am the Negro bearing slavery's scars. I am the red man driven from the land. I am the immigrant clutching the hope I seek and finding only the same old stupid plan of dog-eat-dog, of mighty-crush-the-weak. I am the young man full of strength and hope, tangled in that ancient endless chain of profit, power, gain, of grab-the-land, of grab-the-gold, of grab-the-ways of satisfying need, of work the men, of take the pay, of owning everything for one's own greed. I am the farmer, bondsman to the soil. I am the worker, sold to the machine. I am the Negro, servant to you all. I am the people, humble, hungry, mean, hungry yet today, despite the dream, beaten yet today. Oh, pioneers, I am the man who never got ahead, the poorest worker, bartered through the years. Yet I'm the one who dreamt our basic dream in the old world while still a serf of kings, who dreamt a dream so strong, so brave, so true that even yet its mighty daring sings in every brick and stone, in every furrow turned that's made America the land it has become. Oh, I'm the man who sailed those early seas in search of what I meant to be my home. For I'm the one who left dark Ireland's shore and Poland's plain and England's grassy lea, and torn from black Africa's strand I came to build a homeland of the free. The free? Who said the free? Not me. Surely not me. The millions on relief today? The millions shot down when we strike? The millions who have nothing for our pay? For all the dreams we've dreamed, and all the songs we've sung, and all the hopes we've held, and all the flags we've hung, the millions who have nothing for our pay, except the dream that's almost dead today. Oh, let America be America again, the land that never has been yet, and yet must be, the land where every man is free. The land that's mine, the poor man's, Indians, Negroes, me, who made America, whose sweat and blood, whose faith and pain, whose hand at the foundry, whose plow in the rain, must bring back our mighty dream again. Sure, call me any ugly name you choose, the steel of freedom does not stain. From those who live like leeches on the people's lives, we must take back our land again. America! Oh, yes, I say it plain. America never was America to me. And yet I swear this oath, America will be. Out of the rack and ruin of our gangster death, the rape and rot of graft and stealth and lies, we the people must redeem the land, the mines, the plants, the rivers, the mountains, and the endless plain, all the stretch of these great green states, and make America again.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.
Look yonder, come and mercy me. Three wise men in SUV. Corporate logo on the side. Air-conditioned quiet ride. That thing don't run on French fry grease. That
that thing don't run on love and peace. Takes gasoline, make that thing go. Now bring your hands up nice and slow. Take us to the land of milk and honey. Sing and dance all night long. What you gonna do with all that money? What you gonna do when that money's all gone? Negotiation's just no fun. You don't serve our interest none. Gonna turn up the heat till it comes to a boil, so we can go get that Arab oil. And we'll suck it all up through the barrel of a gun. Every day's the end of days for some Republicans. Don't cut and run. Tell me, ain't you proud of what we've done? Take us to the land of milk and honey. Sing and dance all night long. What you gonna do with all that money? What you gonna do when that money's all gone?
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay. Names synonymous with the spirit of our country, founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead. You need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, could literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, we've staked our future in our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the Word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, you can't have national morality apart from religious principle, and it's true. Because right now we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zones we call public schools. In the 40s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 90s, rape and murder are the trend. The only way this nation can even hope to last this decade is put God in America again.
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways,
Abe Lincoln said, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. So when you eliminate the Word of God from the classroom and politics, you eliminate the nation that Word protects. America is now number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime, number one in illiteracy, drug use, and divorce. Every day a new Holocaust of 5,000 unborn die, while pornography floods our streets like open sewers. America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah vexes us all. When it gets to the point where people would rather come out of the closet than clean it, it's the sign that judgment of God is gonna fall. If there's ever been a time to rise up, church, it's now. And as the blood-bought saints of the living God proclaim, that it's time to sound the alarm from the church house to the White House and say, we want God in America again. America to stand up and proclaim that one nation under God is our demand, and send this evil lifestyle back to Satan where it came from, and let the Word of God revive our dying land. For Jesus Christ is coming back again in all His glory, and every eye shall see Him on that day. That's why a new anointing of God's power is coming on us, to boldly tell the world you must be saved. Because astrology won't save you. Your horoscope won't save you. The Bible says these things are all a farce. If you're born again, you don't need to look to the stars for your answers, because you can look to the very one who made those stars. History tells us time and time again, to live like there's no God makes you a fool. If you want to see kids live right, stop handing out condoms and start handing out the Word of God in schools. The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say we need God in America again.
getting unpredictable and strange. Just a rogue state itching to test my harridan bardic range. Ours for the radical ecologist on the fringe. Oh, is the opportunity to make first war powers cringe. G is the genius hacker under alien skin. You better watch out, every female activist akin. I'm in a rogue state, Papa Ashcroft. Don't tell me what to do. Your rules aren't my rules, 'cause I'm the lady of misrule. Wild card, they call me. Imperious, sultry, dark. Loose cannon on the gunnel. This literary cannon's got a subversive quark. National Missile Defense System got nothing on me. I can pierce through the Genome Project with a cyborg's vitality. Gated communities tremble. I'm a coming through the door. Rogue states, a state won't humble. Call her witch. Call her whore. I'm in a rogue state. Don't tell me what to do. Your rules aren't my rules, 'cause I'm the lady of misrule. Rogue state. Rogue state. Rogue state.
They can take our bones and bury them deep under the river, but we'll still be together, and we cannot be defeated. They can take our trombones and pack them down there with us, but no matter how long it takes us, we will not be defeated. When we dance together under the moon and under the weather. We will lock our eyes forever in the night.
As I said, that set was Everybody's Got Complaints About America. And I probably should say at this point that the opinions expressed during Can't Stop the Music are not necessarily those of the station, our underwriters, or even me, the host of Can't Stop the Music, Piece One. The last number was Blake Howard and a bunch of other people, Anthem for the Already Defeated, Ann Waldman with Rogue State, Carman with America Again. And, you know, in kind of poking around, I came across Carman and was stunned to find out that I knew nothing about him. And he is the biggest-selling Christian arena rock act in the world. He set the record for an arena show. He had 80,000 people come to see him in Charlotte, North Carolina, and all kinds of other amazing statistics. And he is the man when it comes to doing that kind of material. James McMurtry, God Bless America, and from the British Council, a rendition of Langston Hughes' poem, Let America Be America. It is 10:03. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music, as I said, here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Can't Stop the Music is doing its annual July 4th extravaganza. Just nothing like patriotism and flag waving and incendiary devices to just get us all worked up. As a public service announcement, we're going to have a little safety information here from Andy McDonald and just how to be safe on Independence Day.
You're listening to My Health, brought to you by the University of Michigan Health System. 24-year-old Michael White knows firsthand how dangerous fireworks can be. Last year, he suffered third-degree burns over 30% of his body while playing with illegal fireworks. White recalls,
"It all happened so fast, I thought I was all right because I didn't feel nothing. But then my face started burning, and I finally looked at my arm, and like the skin on my arm was hanging. I didn't notice my legs until I really got in the light, and I said, this is bad."
White's injuries were so bad that he had to undergo two surgeries and skin grafts to treat his burn injuries. Then came months of physical therapy where he had to learn how to walk again. Each year in the United States, about 10,000 people like White are injured in firework-related accidents. The most common fireworks injuries are burns or lacerations to the hands, face, feet, and eyes, says Dr. Stuart Wang, burn director of the University of Michigan Trauma Burn Center. He tells us,
"The most severe injuries are injuries that, for instance, destroy digits or even entire limbs. We can have people with a partial or complete loss of sight as a result of fireworks. We get a fair number of people as well that have significant hearing impairment because of fireworks. A number of people die mainly because of clothing catches on fire or they fireworks result in large fires which engulf the patient's home or surroundings."
To keep children and adults safe this Independence Day, Wang offers these tips to help prevent injury while using fireworks. First, make sure kids and adults stay at a safe distance after lighting a firework or when watching a fireworks display. Next, use only legal fireworks and never try to trim the wick or modify the firework in any way. Also, Wang stresses to never put fireworks of any kind in containers like bottles or jars. When the firework goes off, the container can break into many pieces that can cause serious injury. Only use fireworks outside, away from any structure and on a level surface. And most importantly, remember that fireworks and alcohol use can create a deadly mix. Andy McDonald, U of M Health System News. Thank you for listening to My Health. You can find more information on this and other topics at www.med.umich.edu.
Well, I hope you're taking all that to heart. Safety first. We are the emergency broadcast outlet, and we do worry about your health and well-being, so don't light yourself on fire, even in protest. Even if you're a Buddhist monk, just cut that stuff out. Be safe. Well, you know, we've worked our way through people's complaints and different versions of our history, and I think it's time in this last hour to really show some pride and get with the program and really celebrate our great country. I love being here, and I can't imagine eking out an existence anyplace else or even being able to do the mischief that is Can't Stop the Music. So we're going to move on with some true celebration. Team America, Freedom Isn't Free.
What would you do if you were asked to give up your dreams for freedom? What would you do if asked to make the ultimate sacrifice? What'd you think about all them people who gave up everything they had? What'd you think about all them warriors? And would you start to feel bad? Freedom isn't free. It costs folks like you and me. And if we don't all chip in, we'll never pay that bill. Freedom isn't free. No, there's a hefty thug fee. And if you don't throw in your bucko five, who will? What would you do if someone told you to fight for freedom? Would you answer the call or run away like a little pussy? Cause the only reason that you're here is cause folks died for you in the past. So maybe now it's your turn to die kicking some ass. Cause folks like you and me, and if we don't all chip in, we'll never pay that bill. Freedom isn't free. No, there's a hefty fucking fee. And if you don't throw in your bucko five, who will? If you don't throw in your bucko five, freedom costs a buck a bag.
Would you sell out your country? Who comes first, you or your country? I don't have to think twice. I know me, Ben. The flare goes right down the toilet. And I will not try to live up to the perverse to what should be because it never existed. And if you would not, then you cop the $1,000. The culture teaches, cast the first stone. Because you know, well, maybe you're not that good, but there are those good men, and their good men should exist, so burn his ass when I'm the chairman of the jury. That's it, Jim. Here are the top secrets of Candela right here. The top secrets. You wouldn't sell your country out? Never. I'm a cryptographer. I have the secrets. I'll never give them up, no matter what. What are they doing to the other guy? They got his pants down. What are they putting that funnel in his ass for? I don't know. I don't care. I would never sell my country out. What are they heating up that lead? They're not going to put that hot lead in the funnel that's in his ass, are they? They did. Here's a secret, Jim. I'm going to make up secrets. But don't pour the hot lead in my ass, mister. That's it. If you can take the hot lead enema, then you can cast the first stone.
The magic dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict,
a ditto head, deadhead now, boy. You know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. I also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV. My drugs are red, white, and blue. Would you hand all the guns out to someone sniffing glue? You gotta be on something if you push the NRA. I need more pills to make that Michael Moore guy go away. My drugs are red, white, and blue. This isn't paranoia. John Ashcroft's watching you. When you're on drugs, there's terrorists everywhere you go. Al Franken's in Al-Qaeda. Bill O'Reilly told me so. My drugs are red, white, and blue. When you hear junkies jiving, just what percent is true? Kids, say no to morphine, 'cause it can lead to grass. It really blows your mind when your head is up your ass. My drugs are red, white, and blue. GOP party monsters party all night through. It's only pharmaceuticals, it's not a real crime. The crime is I can't figure out how to blame it on the Clintons this time.
Hooray for the USA! I'm having a wonderful day. Hey, I'm USA. I'm an American. Nothing can stand in my way. Of 300 million strong, held together by unity, and we bow only to Lady Liberty. We take pride in our ethnic diversity. Honor is our symphony. Old glory flies high in our heart. No enemy or foe can ever pull us apart. When there's hunger in the world, we'll be first to open our pantry door. Anywhere there's a flood, we'll be first to give our blood. We don't ask for revenue. We don't need a thank you. We are a people without greed. We're the flowers of freedom's seed. With a passion to be free, our cause is democracy. Red, white, and blue, tried and true. There's nothing we can't do. We are Americans. We went to the moon, and Mars isn't very far. Knowledge would know how is our shining star. On the moon, we'll be riding again real soon. On Mars, we'll strum a guitar. Red, white, and blue, tried and true. The world is our avenue. We are Americans. Hooray for the USA, where the sun shines every day, where the American dream reigns supreme. Hey, I'm USA, I'm an American, nothing can stand in my way. I'm USA, I'm an American, I've got something to say. Courage was put to a test. What followed was the fury of America at her best. When our eagle's might was in sight, the puny cowards ran with fright. But even without a sound, they can't hide inside a red hole in the ground. Clad in bravery and valor, our soldiers carry on the global war on terror.
banner stretch up the band. United we stand all across our great land. Our colors don't run, our glory has just begun. We are Americans. USA, I'm an American, nothing can stand in my way. I'm USA, I'm an American, I've got something to say. Hooray for the USA! I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
How to deal with someone who says that's so gay. Outsmart them.
This party is like so gay. Totally.
Excuse me, but did you ladies know the word gay used to mean happy or excited? Then it became a word used to describe gay people. Then somehow it came to mean dumb or stupid, which is how you just used it, which is not very nice.
Ew, that guy is on the football team and super smart, and he totally hates us now. Totally.
When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off. Learn more at thinkbeforeyouspeak.com. Brought to you by GLSEN and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Military Band with America, I Love You. Before that, really taking a page, I'd have to say, from the Wesley Willis playbook. That was Nicholas Miggio with Hooray for the USA. Al Franken, our newest senator from Minnesota. My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue. Full Intention with America, I Love America. Lenny Bruce with Would You Sell Out Your Country? And Team America with Freedom Isn't Free. What 4th of July show would be complete without some full press patriotism in the form of country music? It's 10:23. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. I am so happy to be here. And here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. If you are listening on the internet, I am glad to have you on, and big thanks to those who addressed some of our streaming issues earlier this weekend. Glad that we can reach out to all corners of the globe. We are going to continue with our patriotism theme, and we've got Ray Charles here with America the Beautiful. And America is beautiful.
Sea to Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. Mr. President, for all the things you've done, the battles that you've won, the way you deal with U.S. Steel and our problems by the ton, we thank you so much. Everybody, happy birthday!
President of the United States. Thank you. I can now retire from politics after having had a happy birthday sung to me in such a sweet, open manner.
All American boy. Read a
a book. All-American boy, read a book. And oh, how clean you keep your clothes. Comb your hair, strike a pose. Sail into the wind. And don't be so thin-skinned. And oh, how well you pay your dues. Dry your eyes, read the news. Write your friends tonight. Be careful what you bite. Let yourself be good and don't do what you should. All-American, 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 all-American boy.
It's your land.
Don't forget to say,
justice. Ensure tranquility. Secure the blessings of liberty to yourselves and your posterity. How blind can you get? For your country, right or wrong, America, the melting pot. So the land of the free and the home of the brave. Are your stars still so bright? Does your banner still wave?
That's my contribution to Cookie Monster Heavy Metal this week. It's Laybach with America from their album Volk. Before that, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with This Land Is Your Land. Tom Wilson, All American Boy. Shanghai Children's Choir, Yankee Doodle. Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday to Mr. President John F. Kennedy. And we started out with Ray Charles, America the Beautiful. 10:44, you are listening to the Independence Day 4th of July extravaganza here at Can't Stop the Music, where we take off our hats, throw our hands across our chests, onto our hearts, and salute this fabulous country and all that this holiday lays out in front of us. We got just 16 minutes left before we turn you over to Mixtape. Mixtape, I've got another set here to roll you on up. And one of the things when you think about America, and there was a number of really good shows this weekend that really brought home the point of America is the melting pot, and it's and there's a lot of music about all parts of the world that is made right here. And this set is really a look at there are so many of us here in America, and so many different types of us. So stay with me, and this is Wilmer and the Dukes Living in the USA.
chance. Living in the plastic land. Won't somebody give me a hand?
Thank you. אני סופרמן ואת סופרוומן. אני נראה קצת שמן, את נראית כמו אולמרט. אנחנו שנינו טיפוסים לא נסבלים. אמריקה, אמריקה, אמריקה. אנחנו שנינו טיפוסים לא נחמדים. אמריקה, אמריקה, אמריקה. אמריקה, אמריקה, אמריקה. הייתי סופר אירו, את היית פרימדונה. יש לי חוף באילטון, יש לך טיסט של מדונה. אנחנו שנינו טיפוסים לא נסבלים. אמריקה, אמריקה, אמריקה. אמריקה, אמריקה, אמריקה. אמריקה, אמריקה, אמריקה.
Constitution says we're free to go where we please, speak out and stand up for what we believe. Our ideas to you might seem like a plot or a scheme, but America was built on our forefathers' dream.
We are the Chicago 7. We're in a mess because we didn't shut the door and go to sleep. We celebrate the 4th of July every summer, and we love our freedom of speech.
We came unprepared to fight because our cause was peace. Then someone called for the Chicago police. Then we just hung around till the sun went down, looking for a place to sleep. We didn't turn to run, and we didn't turn the other cheek. But when the truth is known, it won't be America's loss. You can't ring freedom's bell without a steeple, or take the power from the people just because they fight City Hall's big boss.
We are the Chicago 7. We're in a mess because we didn't shut the door and go to sleep. We celebrate the 4th of July every summer, and we love our freedom of speech. And we love our freedom of speech. And we love our freedom of speech.
Walt Wilder with his tribute to the Chicago 7. Before that, an Israeli, Roy Chicky Arad with America, America Orchestra, America with the Mambo America, David Byrne and Brian Eno from My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, America is Waiting, and we started out with Living in the USA from Wilmer and the Dukes. It is 11 o'clock. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I am P. Swan. I've brought you Can't Stop the Music, and I'm going to turn the reins over to Mixtape, but I'm going to leave end the show with Phil Oakes, Power and Glory, and as my husband Bill Lupoletti said, this really should be the national anthem.
Take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, and her glory shall rest on us all. Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old and to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore, tell me who could ask for more. For here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, and her glory shall rest on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. For here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom, and her glory shall rest on us all. Valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and